I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And I'm Lucas Jeffcoat.
And this is Thank Fuck for That, a podcast that was about life-changing moments.
And sometimes still is.
But the life of this podcast has changed into more of a fun catch-up with three friends and the occasional guest, if we can get our shit together. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
So loud.
We're recording on a Zoomie. I'm going to blame Sarah. I'm blaming Sarah because it's Sarah's fault, but also because they have so many reasons why
she's
really
frozen.
Saved by the freeze.
She's going to say something really insulting.
She was being really mean about me.
Oh, did you not hear it?
No, I didn't hear one
thing. Not a single word.
Oh my God. Oh.
I guess the internet's on my side.
Oh, maybe it's your fault because you need to pick up your mother.
I have to go and get my mother from the train station. Mm-hmm. Yes, because we're spending the day trying to find her an outfit to wear to my brother's wedding.
Oh, okay. Well, that's lovely, actually.
Yeah,
that's very wholesome.
Yes, yes, yes. It's wholesome on the surface, but that the actual reality of what we're trying to achieve, has a dark, seedy underbelly.
Why?
Where she's not going to find anything. I'm going to get mad. I'm not going to be able to say anything.
I think we talked about this before, how you're like, you also don't like shopping.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I feel like I'm preparing myself for battle.
Yeah. Outfitting. You're fitting yourself out for battle.
Yeah.
Maybe so, that will seep into your mum's outfit. Maybe she goes to your brother's wedding wearing like a
big helmet. Like,
big helmet. Big old helmet.
Wear the helmet, man.
Suit of armor.
Wear the helmet. It looks great.
Armor's in this season.
I love the helmet.
Oh, silver is very slimming.
It's the theme.
How's everyone doing? Please.
Lucas's hair looks absolutely majestic in a way that's like...
Oh.
Honestly, it looks so good. And I said this before we were on mic, but I'll say it again. Listen, I'll say it again. The jumper brings out his eyes.
The jumper brings out his eyes. His eyes are popping out of his head.
His eyes are popping. The hair's majestic. Sarah and I look like two gremlins who just crawled out from under a rock.
I have a horrible cold. I look like a goblin. Okay, you're blurry, well, Mickey. I can't tell what you look like.
Well, I actually have no excuse for looking this bad, so that's a real shame.
Yeah, at least I have an explanation.
Thank you for your compliments. You have Noelle to thank for the jumper. It is hers, like most of the things I wear now on this podcast.
You absolutely.
Because I always try and wear something. I've never reworn an outfit on a podcast.
That's great. And
it's a bad habit, which I think I'm going to have to upkeep. Mm. And I've had to now resort to Noelle's wardrobe because I've run out of options.
It's going to get more and more
You've
extreme.
Never double outfitted on our podcast?
Not even once. Look back. Check the records.
Holy shit. I have.
We
Sarah has one outfit.
I have one. I mean, I don't have.
This is true.
Who has the resources? Who has the imagination?
But even you young people. But even your different outfits are just it's the same outfit, just in a slightly different configuration. Like you just have you have your thing.
This is my brand new t-shirt.
You have your uniform.
I never wear the same t-shirt twice.
That is actually really problematic. Yeah.
I have a big burning pile of t-shirts outside my flat
at all times.
Yeah.
Never reworn an outfit. Yeah, young people like recycling, except when it comes to fashion.
Mm.
Oh my god, that reminds me. Patrick and I were doing a movie night yesterday, and I was we were watching All of Us Strangers.
Oh yeah, any good?
Yeah, beautiful. And then we watched Armageddon, just to really balance it out.
Interesting vibe.
Okay.
We watched this movie. It is so ludicrous. Like, I haven't seen it since the 90s, but it is absolutely bonkers. Like, the heroes of the movie are oil drillers. They're the heroes.
Oh, I've heard,
and
I
it starts out with them on their oil rig, shooting things at a Greenpeace ship that's nearby.
No.
Like, they're like, these fucking pieces of shit. So the Greenpeace are already they're the one of the villains. They're just stupid. And that's how it starts. And then there's no women in it. There's no women. There's five.
Mickey,
and then
it's a good film. Why would you have a woman in it?
There's five. Three of them are just there for every single one of them gets immediately objectified. It's not even it's an immediate objectification. One of the ones that gets objectified, she goes into space, and then at some point she's doing her job, and then an old Russian astronaut rips her away from her job and says you don't know how to do it. So she's not good at her job. Then there's Liv Tyler. She's the only kind of slightly normal character, although her whole story is about her dad and her boyfriend. And there's one other woman who's in the beginning, and she's like an old hag, and she's very annoying. And she basically just gets yelled at.
So much to relate to in those characters. There's so much.
I clapped every time there was a new woman, and then she would get immediately objectified, and I was like, oh
no.
Many pedo jokes for Steve Buscemi's character, who's just
really?
Like a lovable pedo. One of his first things he says is
Steve.
I told you I didn't know how old she was.
Oh my god, that's that kind of humor is really yeah.
Has not aged well.
I told you that we're rewatching Friends, haven't we? And there's a couple of them in there where you're like, we obviously hadn't gotten massively au fait with the children, teenagers are not fair game. Fine.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird that took society some time.
Well, it's their fault.
Yeah. It's the teenager's fault.
It's the teenager's fault.
A wild take at 9 o'clock in the morning for Mickey.
Well, that was sort of, I feel like that was sort of the thing, wasn't it? With people being that jailbait and stuff. It's basically the thing that they're saying is it's their fault for being so hot.
Why are they so sexy?
Yeah. Mm. Whereas really what we should be doing is we should be looking at women in their, look at me. I'm unwashed, but look at me.
You need to take your glasses off first, Mickey, remember?
No, I'm... I guys, Stop bringing this rumor into the world that I can't see.
Before we hit record, I made up a fake rumor about Mickey that she doesn't actually need glasses. She just wears them for appearance to appear smarter.
She wears them so that when she takes her glasses off, everyone's shocked at how hot she is. Mm. And then she becomes
does it every day.
Homecoming
like a
queen.
Like a teenager.
At the end of every episode, she becomes homecoming queen.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, did I say episode? I meant day. A day in Mickey's life.
Every I think of my days as episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's years as seasons and then days as episodes.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We're in season 34.
Yeah. You get to the end of the day, you go, that wasn't a great episode of Mickey.
That does sound like me.
Mickey the character didn't really have a great arc. Mickey's arc this episode wasn't great.
Yeah.
Mickey's arc is Mickey just sat on the couch. Actually, that wasn't good writing. I'm going to play basketball today, though. Going to be a great episode of Mickey.
You do the basketball.
The one where they
nice.
Play basketball.
The one where they play best. No, I'm going to do... I'm just going to go with Patrick while he's doing his training, Lucas.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
He goes and practices on the court nearby.
She
I got
can't
myself
play with
ball.
Her glasses on.
Guys, I have contacts. We have to stop this rumour.
You do the thing, like in movies, that... the people who can't play basketball do, where they try and catch a ball and they go like this. They go...
Yeah, and then it breaks her glasses, hits her in the face, breaks
and then it breaks her glasses, yeah.
And she doesn't need them anyway, so she's fine.
Yeah.
People around are like, this is a good episode. Mm.
This is a classic.
This is an instant classic.
You haven't seen the episode where Mickey plays basketball?
How far along are you, Sarah? What season are you on?
I thought you asked me about my pregnancy. I was like...
No,
we're not telling anybody about that.
Imagine.
It's just, I don't know why, how far along with you are you? Just immediately to
I got that, I like, got that as well.
I was
well.
Like, okay, I thought that. I'm feeling tired today, a little bloated, but I don't think I look pregnant.
That would honestly be so rude.
What a twist. Okay. What a twist.
What a twist it would be if I'm trying and then you got pregnant.
You and
they're like, how are they doing this?
You and Patrick, yeah, it's like a magic trick. The sperm goes off that way.
Yeah. By the way, Patrick and I got our tests back and we're healthy. We're healthy as horses.
Are you? Oh my God.
Yeah. We're healthy as hell. We're virile as hell.
Patrick's congratulations.
Patrick, we're walking around on clouds. I've been fertile this whole time.
That must be a big relief.
A huge relief. Mm. Yeah, we're fine. So now all it is my mental health issues.
Oh, good.
I could solve that in a day.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
In one episode.
And have you tried taking off those glasses?
You have the mental health episode.
The one where Mickey solves her mental health.
Yeah, by going for a walk.
Yeah. By playing basketball.
Yeah.
We're doing it all today. And no, how far along are you in the show?
Where are we? End of season 5, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, what's been happening? Monica and Chandler have just moved in together.
Yeah. The season 5 is the whole season of them, like, pretending they're not together.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Phoebe goes, my eyes.
Yeah. And Ross and Rachel get accidentally married. It's great stuff.
It's good stuff, guys.
Did I tell you that I made Noelle watch it with me? Because you guys talk about it so much and she is so adamant to watch it. I sat her down and we watched like the first few episodes.
Did you like
it? Really?
I liked it. She did not.
Really?
She listens to this. She does
like Phoebe. She really likes Phoebe.
I do think that Noelle like is very strong-willed, and I think she made her mind up before ever watching it that was shit.
I think Noelle sucks.
Noelle sucks.
I think Noelle sucks. She doesn't know what she's talking about. I agree. I don't know. She's a hypocrite because she's always doing the accent.
Oh, really good point.
Why is
she's
she
just really committed to
always
her
doing impressions of them if she doesn't like it?
Lucas, you just look to your left. Is Noelle right there?
She's right there, yeah.
Oh my God, we're slagging her off.
We're slagging her off. This
we're slagging her off right
been.
In front of her.
Lucas.
I have headphones in, so she can't
Lucas,
hear.
Lucas, repeat after me. I know she's the worst girlfriend I've ever had.
I know. She's the worst girlfriend I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's looking at me with a side eye.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. That'll teach you to have her own opinions.
Yeah. How dare she? How Honestly. Dare she?
She lets me into her house, lets me record a podcast in her room.
Yeah,
you guys are so cute. I can't remember this phase for me and Patrick. Like when you're like always just together. We're together. He
you never
be
recorded
in this room
a podcast
right
in Patrick's room.
He wouldn't be in
you
this
never
room.
Went through the.
He wouldn't be in this
you
room. He wouldn't go anywhere near me.
He wouldn't be in this room if you paid him.
No. We're mostly in separate rooms. And then sometimes we see each other in the hall and we give each other the nod.
Oh my God, your relationship is so bleak.
It's bleak, but it's fertile.
Yeah, it's so fertile. Yeah. You give each other a nod and that nod says, I'll meet you at 9 p.m. for the insemination ceremony.
Yeah, that's when I take my glasses off.
Yeah, that's when...
You're like flatmates that hate each other.
Yeah. When but I take my glasses off, that's baby. How Patrick knows. Insemination is imminent.
Insemination is imminent.
Wow, great alliteration.
Beautiful. At 9 a.m.?
9 a.m. insemination. Do you have a specific time that you try and get pregnant?
No, I think you're supposed to. We wing it.
You wing
now,
it.
Now that you're we're rebels. Fertile as hell, we're winging it.
You yes and it.
Yeah, yes and it. We high five after.
Yeah.
You got it.
Great scene.
Great scene.
Great scene,
man. These episodes, the last 2 weeks have just been so filthy.
It's really filthy.
Yeah. People are like, "Do we need
every
to
time
watch
you do
this
it?" The audience
much?
Goes. Every time you do it, the audience goes, "Ooh."
Yeah.
But they're like really losing steam with it now because you've been trying so much that they're like,
"Yeah."
Ooh.
Also, there's no like, ooh.
Again.
There's no like ooh for sex where you're trying. There's maybe a couple a month, but there's not like most of the time you're just like, ugh, all right.
All right. I'm not taking my glasses off for this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute stuff.
Lucas, so, what have you been up to? Cute.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Sarah.
No, go on.
I'm sorry.
No. We'll save me till last. Go on, Lucas.
There's an order, Mickey.
Go on, Lucas.
It's been fine. I haven't been up to much. I was thinking about a movie I watched with my family when it was my dad's 60th at the birth the weekend.
Oh,
so I was hanging
happy
out with
birthday,
him.
Stephen.
Big up, Stuart.
Stuart.
Not quite.
I got the first three letters right.
I went on the same journey as you where I was like, we do know his name, but I can't remember it. And then you said Stephen, and I thought, that's not, I don't know it, but that's not right.
Stuart.
Sarah gets more points.
Sorry.
Yes.
Stuart.
Big up him.
The big 6-0.
Big 6-0.
Mm. Fuck.
That's old.
What did you get him for his 6-0?
I got him a card, and we got him some like experiences to like do. He's really into fermentation. We got him a fermentation course. He's gonna make his own kimchi.
That sounds
kefir.
So fun.
Yes,
it
do
does
it.
Actually.
Yeah,
yes.
He loves stuff like that.
That is really. I feel like if we were three podcasters in our early 20s, we would have laughed at that. But really showing my age that I'm like, what a good gift.
Yeah,
I want to ferment some stuff.
I was immediately like, wait, do I have to wait till 60 to like still I can get into fermenting?
Should we do a fermenting Patreon special? Oh my God. Guys.
Did you just ferment
in our studio? God. In our tiny studio.
Yeah, we're doing
it will smell of kimchi for the
it
rest
stinks.
Of its life.
We could ferment so much cabbage. Oh my God. Yes, we're doing it.
We are not doing that. That is disgusting.
It's going to be fermental.
Oh my God.
It's absolutely fermental.
Oh my God.
That was my favourite pun you've ever made.
I think that's the only pun really you've ever made.
Fan. That's not, you're not really true.
A big punner.
I'm a big punner.
No, Lucas is our big punner. You're really good with them.
Thank you.
Oh, so I do a good pun and Lucas gets a compliment?
I guess so.
What's How does happened? That work, Mickey? What's happened here?
I don't know what's happened here. I'm still have resenting you, for...
Have you guys been hanging out without me?
This is what happens when you're late.
Yeah. When we get on the call first.
In those three minutes, Sarah, we bonded so much. It was crazy.
I could see that. You're starting to look like each other.
We've solidified a bond. And it will never go.
I'll make it go. It is my life's work.
Yes! Lucas just put some glasses on. Now we're glasses bros.
A brilliant visual gag for an audio podcast.
Well, I'm sure what people can imagine what I look like with
glasses. I'll do an audio description of it. Lucas has placed glasses on his face that match Mickey's to make their appearances more similar. Sarah is furious.
That was quite good. You're doing kind of like a robotic accent as well.
Yeah, I was doing it like they do in the movies. A man walks down a street. He is wearing a cowboy hat. There is a horse. Oh. Guess what movie it is?
Red Dead Redemption.
Toy Story. Oh, you fucking idiot.
Also, Red Dead Redemption is not a movie.
No, but it's great.
Lucas, what movie did you watch with your family then?
Oh, yes, go on.
Me and Noel really wanted to stay up and watch a movie, and my parents didn't. They were like,
babies.
We're too old. We're 60 now. We need to go to bed.
Yeah.
And
that's what I say.
Me and Noel were like,
I'm 60 now. I'm going to.
So it was our decision what movie to watch, and I really wanted to watch Devil Wears Prada. Already seen it, but I've never seen it with Noelle.
Right.
She also loves the movie.
Fact check.
We started watching it, and my parents were like, "Oh, we'll stick around for the first scene." By the end of it, they were engrossed.
Oh, really?
Yes. I love that.
It's a great movie, and I really didn't expect my dad to be so invested in it.
It's a great movie.
He's not the kind of man who would be interested in that kind of movie. I thought
it's very gripping though.
I think so. It's always a good sign when he stays awake through the entire movie. That's how you know he likes it.
I also just think Meryl Streep will keep you on the line.
Yeah.
If Meryl's
she's
there
so good.
You're not going to bed. I don't care how old you are.
34.
So good.
Okay, you can go to bed.
Oh, thank you. Yes. But I don't think that movie's like a rom-com. I think that movie's like
a drama.
It's about ambition. It's a bit like Legally Blonde. It's like, it's a movie, you know, it's a movie about like a girl being ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose he just doesn't really like any movies that aren't about
the war.
Yeah. Or a bomb. He really liked Oppenheimer.
That was one for the dads, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. I saw this video of this girl on like a red carpet, and she's one of the actresses. It's one of the young actresses who's in the like new Ghostbuster movie, which can you believe that James Acaster is in that? That's crazy.
Is he? Who's he playing? Yeah, ghost? Yeah. Is he a ghost?
He's on the billboards.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays like a doctor, I think.
Gosh, after all this time, boy done good.
All this time, James. But anyway, the girl was like, she was being interviewed by Letterboxd, and she was so excited. She was like, oh my God, this is my favorite app. I love it so much. And she's so cute and she's so excited. And then she goes, yes, I've practiced my four favorite movies. And then the first one is like Tangled. I love it so much.
Oh God.
I was like, this is so adorable.
She's a young girl.
So it's like, of course one of her movies is going to be like a Disney movie, but you're not expecting it from someone who's like, I've logged 266 movies this year on Letterboxd. I can't wait to tell you my top four. Yeah. Tangled.
But Tangled is a great film, to be fair.
It's a great film. It's just not what you were expecting. It's not what I was expecting. Because like the other people interviewed were like, you know, Citizen Kane. And it's like, that's what I'd expect someone from Letterboxd to like
say. She sounds like she's the only one being honest, right?
She's being so real. It was great. Her top four was so great. It started with Tangled and then it ended with Oppenheimer. She said, I saw it 3 times in cinema. I love it so much. Yeah. It's like, who are you?
She wants them to do a... she wants them to combine.
Yeah. What's and that, Oppenheimer that? Tangled.
What's that called?
Tangleheimer.
Yeah. Tangleheimer.
Tangleheimer. She wants it to be... What's the name of the princess in Tangled? Why can't I remember anything? Rapunzel.
It's not fucking Rapunzel, yeah.
Rapunzel. She wants Rapunzel to make a bomb.
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. I love Mandy Moore. What a career she's had.
What's not to love?
Yeah.
Do you know Mandy Moore? Lucas.
Who's Mandy Moore?
She's great in The Princess Diaries. Have you seen The Princess Diaries, Lucas?
I haven't.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's your a homework. Wonderful film.
That is your homework now. You've watched Anne Hathaway in Devil Wears Prada. You've got to go back to the start.
You gotta go back to where she started. Also, you know who's great in that movie?
Princess Diaries.
Julie Andrews.
Mm-hmm. You know who's great in that movie in The Princess Diaries? Is Sandra Oh?
Sandra Oh is so funny.
She's so funny.
The way she answers the phone, gup.
She's so good.
The queen is coming.
The queen is coming.
It's very good. That
sounds great.
She's got like two scenes, but
she's honestly such a scene stealer. It's like she's unbelievably funny in it.
Yeah, really funny.
Yeah,
this looks great. I'll put it on the list.
Oh, yes. It's so good.
It's a classic.
My parents stay awake through it.
Mandy Moore. What else is Mandy Moore in? She's in This Is Us, that whole series.
This Is Us, that whole series. Then she's also a pop singer.
She sang the
Tangled songs.
But she sings in Princess Diaries. She sings Stupid Cupid, Stop Picking on Me.
She's a very good singer. And she just seems like an all-out delight.
Little
there,
delight.
I've said it. Oh, she wasn't that movie that everyone, that was kind of like about a Christian girl. Everyone loved that movie. It had like Macaulay Culkin. It was kind of like a cult hit. I forget what it was.
Home Alone?
She was not in Home Alone.
She played the guy with the shovel.
She played the Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, Mandy Moore is a Christmas tree, of course. How could we forget?
She's versatile.
You know what I'll say about Mandy Moore? Get ready for this pun. She's Moorish.
Can I log off?
As the appointed pun guy, Mickey.
That's the worst thing.
You got some work. That's the worst. You got some work to do.
Oh.
Well, if the worst thing about me is that I'm terrible at puns, I will take that happily.
No.
That's not the worst thing about you.
It's not the worst.
What about now?
Yeah. Lucas?
Oh my gosh, you're so hard.
I took my glasses off to make Sarah like me again.
Yeah, another visual bit.
And it worked.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of visual comedy on this podcast.
Yeah. We post a picture, we're all dressed as clowns.
Honk, honk.
Hi.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
It's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for that. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Okay. What did I do this weekend?
Yes, you're up finally. You're a headliner.
Yeah.
I went to Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I thought you'd be interested.
Oh, we did save the best for last, actually.
Yeah.
I went to Barcelona.
You went on your highly structured hen party.
I went to a hen do. It absolutely ruined me. I'm a shell of myself.
Oh, is this where you got your cold?
This is where I got my cold. I mean, I was getting the cold, I think, as we
set
off.
Did you take the open bar too seriously?
You know,
when there was the structure where, like, you had to drink
the
bar dry. Alcohol. Yeah,
we did not succeed. We left about 10 bottles of wine in the villa because we had the maid of honor had bought so much wine that we could not, 20 people could not physically drink it.
I'm proud of you guys.
It was insane. I got up at 3 a.m. I got a flight at 6:50. Everybody's drinking the entire time. By the Friday night, we were in this massive villa. It was gorgeous. The location was amazing. We were up in the hills in Barcelona. Beautiful. Abby, the maid of honour, had got a silent disco kit delivered to the villa. So we're all dancing. It's like midnight. I've been up since 3. I'm a shell of... I'm dead behind the eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But every time I tried to just go, like, sit down, Amber, my friend who is getting married... She was that level of drunk where she was like, you know, when you look in someone's eyes and you're like, you're either going to cry or you're going to get really mad. And I can't tell which one it is.
And neither of those options are any good.
Yeah, anytime I went to sit down, she would appear and she'd go, come and dance with me. And I'd go, okay. And so I go back out, and then at one point I was sharing a room with a girl called Jade who was like not drinking, but I think she was doing secret not drinking, which was genius. And so she was just like, anytime somebody handed her a drink, she'd take it, but then she just like put it. It was amazing. I've never seen like sleight of hand like it. She was like, I was studying. And we met in our room about midnight, and we were like, when do you think we're allowed to go to bed? And she was like, I think I'm gonna make a break for it soon. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to. And then
Sarah, you're way too much of a people pleaser.
And then Amber found me. And she was like, come, and like, and she was, people get walking around going, Amber wants everyone outside dancing. So I was like, okay, dancing. So I danced for like another hour and I'm completely phoning it in. Like my eyes are like completely closed. I'm like flapping my hands in the air. Just everyone keeps trying to like sing the lyrics at me. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I'm just dead. And then at 1 o'clock, this villa was huge and there was two different staircases up to where my room was. And there was one like through the kitchen. So I drift off and I'm like making my way through the villa. And then I can hear Amber coming in. And I like sneak through the kitchen and I get up the staircase.
Ooh.
And then I get my toothbrush.
Mission Impossible music playing.
Yeah, literally. I get my toothbrush and my pajamas and I take it into the bathroom because Jade has already gone to sleep. She's managed, she's made it. She's free.
Oh yeah. Listen, she was faking drinking. She's incredible.
I don't know when she got out, but she cleared it so quick. It was amazing. But like I'm still in the danger zone because I think if she catches me getting ready for bed, I'm back out there. It's,
oh God!
So I got it.
Were you in the breakfast group the next morning? Who was
no,
in there?
No, I was
poor
not. In
guys,
the breakfast, fortunately, not in the breakfast group. So I get my stuff. I get into the bathroom, but the bathroom doesn't have a lock. So I'm like, okay, I'm in, and I need to clean my teeth and get changed. But like, worst case scenario, she catches me mid teeth clean because like, there's no excuse. I can't be like, oh, I'm just taking a second, you know. And then I hear her. Move, but like outside the bathroom door, I can, because there was really creaky, so all the doors are creaking, and I hear the door like creak open, and then I hear like footsteps behind the bathroom door, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna be caught. It's like a horror film, and I'm just completely still. I was refusing, not running the tap. I just stood there like, this is the end for me. I'm gonna be back out dancing at the silent disco until the end of my life. And then after a couple of minutes, she moved on.
Phew.
And I got my pajamas on, got in the bed.
Follow-up then, question. Are you only cleaning your teeth when you go to bed? Is that your only nighttime ritual?
Oh, no, I wash my face and everything.
Okay, okay.
But I'd already had that in the bathroom, but I had to get my stuff from the bedroom.
Right, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
But then by the time I got to bed, my adrenaline was pumping so hard that it took me about an hour to get to sleep.
Yeah.
I was so stressed. Might as well have danced for a bit longer.
This is why you just have to go, guys, I don't care. I'm going.
Yeah. I don't know why I felt so obligated. I think she had my number as like most likely to go to bed early.
Like, that's your yearbook picture.
I think she knew most likely to.
It's your eyes slightly closed. Yeah. Sarah Keyworth, most likely to go to bed.
Most likely to only manage to stay awake for 22 hours rather than 24.
Whatever. I had a reputation for not being able to stay out. Who cares?
Yeah. And then the next day we're up, we're going on a boat trip. Everybody's throwing up in the morning. It's just chaos. God. We got a coach down to this harbour where we were getting
boat. Oh, no, a coach? You're all hungover on this coach?
So everybody's like, it's a nightmare. It's a complete nightmare. We're all wearing cowboy hats, like pink fluffy cowboy hats and cow print cowboy hats. We get off this coach. Obviously, it's March, so it's not like super tourist season or anything like that. And we get off this coach and there's just like this small smattering of like really stylish Spaniards wearing like big winter coats and drinking espresso outside of this cafe. We pile off. We're wearing like shorts, t-shirts, little summer dresses, cowboy hats, and they stare at us like we're like genuine scum. And
then you are though.
Yeah, and then one of the girls like drops to her hands and knees and starts throwing up in the curb.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
I cannot believe that we are these.
It's everything people think of British people, and just there doing it.
We were absolutely ticking the box of every single stereotype.
That's amazing. Yeah. It reminds me. So on Sunday I was doing this gig, and Neil was our friend Neil. He was trying out this bit, and it was about how people used to get married in their 20s. So hen dudes and stag dudes were people in their 20s.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not for people in their 30s. Like, it just isn't. It's for people who are still living that kind of lifestyle, as opposed to like people in their 30s trying to relive the glory days.
Yeah.
It's just like, no one can handle it anymore. No one can drink that much. Like, no one can sleep that little. Like, your bodies are not designed for it.
I felt like a 90-year-old man trying to salsa that weekend. Like, I think I remember how to do this.
It never leaves you.
Yeah.
Every time you get up, you're creaking.
Yeah, genuinely.
Oh, my God. Well, that sounds amazing.
I got in the sea. Animal. It was so cold. Yeah. It was the coldest sea I've ever been in.
That will cure your hangover, though.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't as hungover as the others. I wasn't throwing up because I snuck off to bed.
What was the name of the girl who was secretly drinking?
Secretly not drinking.
Not drinking?
Jade.
So Jade, was she then also trying to pretend to be secretly hungover?
So Jade had already planted the seed that she gets like really bad travel sickness. I think this is true. So then Jade had the best weekend of everyone. She didn't come on the boat trip. She stayed in the villa.
She's my hero.
Really?
Who is she?
She sat by the pool and read her book.
Oh my God.
And genuinely, I only discovered this when I got on the coach with my cowboy hat on. And I went, where's Jade? And they went, she gets really bad seasickness, so she's not coming. And then I like looked out the window and I saw her by the pool and I thought, you crafty bastard.
Yeah.
How have you absolutely, she just had a little weekend away by alone, basically.
She had the best time.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
I want to be her best friend.
Well done, Jade.
I don't know how she did it. I'm sorry.
Wow, that was How did the group situation go? Was there like rivalry between the groups? Did everything run smoothly?
Everything ran pretty smoothly. There was a bit of rivalry that was kind of fueled by my group because we were trying to make everything competitive. So we made our meal on the second.
And was there a leader? Was there a leader? Someone who was making everything competitive?
Yes, and it wasn't me, Lucas. It wasn't me.
Wouldn't have surprised me, Sarah, if it was you.
I think I would have done it had I not been getting a cold and also like had one eye completely asleep for the entire
weekend.
Right. But a guy called Alex.
Can't wait for these photos where you're all just like winking.
You're winking at
like, Sarah was winking the whole weekend.
They have to Photoshop my eyes open. this guy called Alex, who I think had worked in hospitality previously and was very passionate about making our cocktail and our meal the best it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was.
You thought it was an episode of Come Dine With
Me. We won the cocktail competition. I just like that on record.
Beautiful.
Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It sounds amazing. This is a real good example of how a highly structured weekend can really work.
It really, everything worked. Everything went well, apart from we had too much booze, which...
Yeah, I'm all about it. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah, it was all very smooth, and I'm paying for it now.
Money?
No.
You didn't pay up front, did you?
Mind, body, and soul.
okay.
No, I cleared my debts very quickly.
Mm.
I don't like owing people money.
Me neither.
Unless it's Lucas.
You owe Lucas money?
I owe Lucas so much money.
It's character building.
But
it's
dangle it in front of his nose and I make him chase me.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm not usually there for that.
No,
very hard.
I'm usually like, I'll leave you guys to that.
It feels weirdly sexual.
Yeah. It's quite a weird setup because I'm taller than Sarah.
Yeah.
So they have to get on a stool.
He can reach it, but he humours me.
You're taller than Sarah in stature, but not in personality.
Sarah's personality is 8 foot tall.
Very Sarah tall personality.
Has the tallest personality of us all.
I do. I thank you for saying that, because I do. You little shrimps. you little shrimpy worms.
I would love if it was a thing that you called us your little shrimps.
Oh yeah, I gotta go do a podcast with the shrimps.
With the little shrimps.
The shrimps.
My little shrimps.
Yeah. I just do this podcast with these two tiny little fuckheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With these two sea
Imagine
creatures.
If you found out that I talked about you in such horrible derogatory.
I would love it so much. Like, I just don't think there's anything funnier than when people are really, really awful about me. Like, I just find it. I just find it like friends, obviously, not like real people are really awful about.
What an insight!
My friends are not real people.
What a horrible insight into Mickey's traumatic childhood.
Yeah.
She's just learned to love it over
your
the
school
years.
Days. Yeah.
I think it's
it
so
comes
funny.
From your school days. I call you guys the boys.
Oh, I love that.
I say
I'm going to go see the boys, and then Noah says, "Give the boys my love."
Oh,
I love that.
She really says that after everything we say about her.
After all the trash we talk.
Yeah.
She's got Stockholm syndrome.
I call you guys Sarah and Lucas, the people I do podcast with.
She calls us Sarah Keyworth and Lucius Jeffcoat.
So as not to get confused.
Yes.
Obviously.
We're confusing.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
The people I do my podcast with. My podcast.
You don't use our middle
names.
It's not formal.
That's
what I call my nearest and dearest.
I forget what your middle names are. Sarah, Katie?
Oh, are you fucking joking?
What is it, though? It's not better than that.
No, it's not. It's Alice.
Ugh.
Oh, that's it.
Woo.
Sarah Alice Keyworth. Sarah Katie Keyworth would be fucking grim, though, wouldn't it?
That would be grim as hell, but I don't think Alice is that much better.
Lucius is just like, I don't know, like Barnabas Geography or something, isn't it?
Yeah,
Barnabas
Geography.
Yeah.
That's funny. That'd be a great character. My alter ego.
Yeah. Lucius Barnabas Geography.
You don't remember what my middle name is? It's so silly.
It is silly. I remember.
Is it your mum's last name?
It's my grandma's maiden name. So my mum's mum's maiden name.
Oh my God. Oh, what is it?
It's Illingworth.
Illingworth.
It's such a frightening name.
So silly.
But
I'm not a Lucius Illingworth type person. I'm not a Lucius Illingworth person.
You are with those glasses on, I think.
I am, yeah. No, I'm Mickey.
It's a bit like Old Catholic, isn't it? Because like they would get these like official names, but that's not the names they would go by. Like my dad's name is Rob, but his full name is Robertus Jacobus Cornelius Overman.
Oh, man. Oh my God. You kept that under your hat.
Does your dad own part of the Roman Empire?
Jesus.
Yeah, but that's like, they all, because my mum has the same. She has Catherine, I guess, Katerina, Wilhelmina, Maria. It's like Catholic.
These sound like dormant demons or something.
Yeah, they are. My parents are dormant demons. Yeah. Have I not told you about that?
That explains so much about you.
But yeah, wow. It's like, and so I think they were like, that's horrendous. So how about we just call you Mickey and leave it at that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just give you a single name, no surname. Single name, like
you.
Madonna.
Single name. You. Yeah. Like Cher.
Yeah. I think I'll call my child Cher.
I mean, that would be a very camp thing to do.
It would be. Nobody could argue with me because I'd be like, it's culture. It's my culture.
It's my culture. Okay.
It put a lot of pressure on the child. They'd have to feel like they have to outdo Cher, which is impossible.
Yeah. I want ambitious children.
Okay.
What does it mean in French? Is it dear Cher?
Is it mon cher? Mon cherie?
I know like what it means in English.
My sweet.
Oh, yeah.
You can call someone like my sweet.
That's very nice, actually, isn't it?
I'm going to call my kid Chez Moi.
My house.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Do you have to go and pick up your mum now?
I've got to go get my mother. So
does that mean we don't get to do any Patreon?
I think Patreon without me. Bitch about me for like the whole time.
We're absolutely not going to Patreon without you.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's okay. We can just say to our listeners, we love you so much, and we would have Patreoned, but Sarah, unfortunately, has to pick up their mother.
But we'll do an extra special Patreon next week.
We're gonna probably have a little bit of more Zoomies.
We're gonna have to do more Zoomies because I'm going away. Yeah. Please bear with us. The calendar might get slightly sporadic.
Yes. Slightly more sporadic. Again, totally Sarah's fault.
Oh, my fault. No, what can I say? The people down under need to hear my jokes.
Yeah, Sarah's going, is that the start of your international side of the tour?
Yeah.
That's so cool that we're really supportive for this. It's really cool. You're going to do your show in Australia, and we're going to try and do some Zoomies. But if we miss a week, then please forgive us.
Forgive
us. It's so that Sarah can become the superstar that they are meant to be.
You don't think I'm already a...
Listen, superstar. I said something so sincere, and I was just waiting for whatever you were going to say next undermine what
you
I
don't
just
think
said.
That I'm already a
Here
superstar.
Here we go. Yeah.
You think I have work to do? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Sarah, I think you have work to do. Okay?
I quit. Do you know what? I quit.
That is such superstar behavior.
Yeah. I made it.
I'm backing out. You're already here.
All right. Listen, I've got to go get Mumsy. I got to go get her. She doesn't know where she's going.
Thank you so much for listening.
I can't be pervy when I say I've got to go get my mum.
And so you'll hear us next time.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.